Karen, K-A-R-E-N, West, W-E-S-T, 7/10/25, 3/27/66. 59-year-old woman comes in today with symptoms of A, low back pain, number 2, right leg pain, number 3, patient lifted a very heavy dog, and since then heard a pop in her back, and she's been having pain since then with some radiation to the right leg, period. She's also recovering from multiple surgery over a year or two ago with colon cancer. She was told she doesn't have to come back for a colonoscopy for the next 3 years, period. In the paragraph, her weight's down 75 pounds because of Monjoro. Her blood sugar is fantastic. Her A1C looks great. Her blood pressure is doing well. She wants to get off the olmesartan because it causes hypotension. She was given a prescription for diazide, but she didn't get it filled because she wasn't exactly sure what to do with it, period. In the paragraph, the diazide was given to her because of pedal edema, and she needs to check her blood pressure with the medication, with the diazide as well, period. Family history, dad died of lung cancer, mom died of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Allergy, none. Review of system, leg pain, low back pain, weight loss, excellent blood sugar, excellent blood pressure, a little bit low actually, no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, hematochezia, history of fatty liver, history of carotid stenosis that needs to be checked, period. Patient back pain resulted from lifting a heavy dog with radiation to the right leg at this time. Blood pressure at home has been controlled. Allergy, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She's a school teacher. She, for 25 years, she teaches junior high. She has 2 kids and 3 grandkids. Surgery, bilateral wrist surgery, colon surgery, multiple because of colon cancer, hernia surgery, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy. Medical problems, hypertension, ADHD, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, fatty liver, carotid stenosis, which some have improved, all have improved tremendously with the help of weight loss on Monjoro, period. It's time to increase her Monjoro to 12.5 milligram and refill the rest of her medication, period. She also has a history of ADHD, and her Vyvanse was recently filled, period. Today she weighs 178, 97.9. 100%, 2068, 114 over 77, heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD skin shows the eyes on the coastal with aneurysm, there's decreased range of motion in the L-spine, and there's negative leg raising test, negative DTR changes. Number 1, low back pain. Number 2, patient has pain over the SI joint on the left side. Next one is treated with Celebrex 200 BID and Midral dose pack. Next one is she doesn't have bad enough pain for injection. Next one is continue with Monjoro. She's taking it for diabetes. Her blood sugar is excellent. Next one is hypertension. Excellent blood pressure. May stop the olmesartan and take diazide on a PRN basis. Not so much for blood pressure, but mainly for her pedal edema off and on. Next one is Monjoro was increased to 12.5 milligram a day. Next one is continue with Ambien 5 milligram a day. Next one is ADHD medication as before. Did not need a refill of Vyvanse today. Next time is mammogram needed. Next number, colonoscopy is up to date. She's set free for 3 years. Next time is prescription for mammogram given. Next time is eye exam is due. She needs to have eye exam done right away. Next time is findings we'll discuss with patient at length. Next time is blood work from 225/25 were reviewed today. At the end, let's do a medication list. Allergy, none. This is on a separate sheet of paper. Vyvanse, 40 milligram once a day. Monjoro, 12.5 milligram weekly. Ambien, 5 milligram a day. Diazide, 1 tablet a day. Okay, those are her prescriptions. I mean, those are her medication on a separate sheet of paper. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'll also put down her carotid stenosis looks no different today. Echocardiogram shows no changes from a year ago. This was also reviewed with patient before leaving. Thank you.